families covered into a cloth, in quotation brackets, which is traditional in Spain, Ramandilla, which is like a long head scarf type of thing that the women used to wear when going to church. And still these days, if you see traditional ceremonies, if you see pictures from the king and the queen, if they go to church, you will always see the woman, the king, the queen in this case, wearing a head in Ramandilla. But obviously, it crosses the continent in that way. Whether it's South America, whether it's the UK, and talking of the UK, it's sadly not good. Most of all, this jacket is tweed woven in Scotland. And it's a tweed woven in Scotland. If you see it actually close up, you see that it draws from the whole environment in Scotland, from the colours, from the green, lush greens that you get in the Highlands, from this greenish blue that you find in the Scottish rivers. And I think this is, it's so peculiar in the way it draws from its natural environment that, again, it has a whole story on its own. But it goes further. It's going to have, this jacket has a lining that is made of silk, which is actually the filament of a cactus from the Sahara. There's only one village in the whole world at this point that creates that fabric. And it's very difficult to get it off. If you would have a close look at that jacket, you would realise suddenly that the buttons, that the thread where the buttons are sewn up with, it's the same that's been sewn where the line has been sewn into. So again, it's a very meticulous way of matching up details. And the more you look at the garment, the more of those details you will discover. And I just think it's a story that it tells again on its own. Like, as you go discovering these things, suddenly comes this, the specialty of the garment, the personality of the garment is really a piece of what used to be, it was cloth.